From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, just before you go, I just need to press this little button here. Now, everybody, please remember to read chapters 5 and 6 on volcanoes and glaciations.
Except for Philip and Tracy, of course.
Right, just want to check on that 10-10 thing. Had some brilliant ideas from lots of you, how the firm can cut down emissions by 10%. Just quick show of hands, everyone who wants to get involved.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We were just playing a short clip from a video they've now pulled from British television and their website. Update on the 1010 Global Organization has been forced to remove the video from their website and issue an apology, given the fact that the clip was pulled hours after it first appeared and yet involved the contribution of dozens of actors and film professionals as well as champion football players. The backlash must have been instantaneous and overwhelming. Too late for apologies. The damage has already been done. This is one of the final nails in the coffin of the increasingly desperate, threatening, and unscientific global warming propaganda machine. What am I talking about if you just tuned in and missed Friday's broadcast? Where at the end of the show, I noticed that Paul Watson written an article about this at prisonplanet.com. The London Telegraph had also written a report about it because it fits in with all of their other rhetoric. It's one of the big environmental groups globally, financing a four-minute TV piece where children, business people, media professionals, football players, you name it, if they don't agree to cut their carbon footprint output, they are killed. They are exploded and into chunks of flying flesh and gouts of red, crimson blood. And so I wanted to go over this and go back to a report. ABC News website tells kids when they should die. I wanted to go over climate cult indoctrinating kids with depraved death wish because this all integrates in. In fact, will you reprint it? I know we had it Friday. It's one of the tiles on InfoWars, guys. It's Bill Gates, talks about reducing population. We, of course, reported on this months ago, but Natural News has done a new report on it. I want to have that report when we go over it. Perhaps we should even cue up the clip of Bill Gates talking about it on TED TV. Of course, a few weeks ago, he was talking about kill grandma, don't give her medical care so we can hire 10 teachers. I want to bring this into focus, exactly what we're talking about, and how it ties in with the latest revelations, Hillary Rodham Clinton apologizing for the United States government injecting people with syphilis in Guatemala. That stuff that went on 50 years ago. This is ongoing today. And why are so many of you trusting of the government and the big pharma ecological companies that are pushing and promoting these vaccines when we have the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, all on record saying this is about population reduction? So that's going to be coming up after the break. Obviously, we're going to cover the top story first. Exclusive ABC News says, concerned that terror teams have selected targets ready to strike. This is just one of the myriad October surprises ahead of the election. And I wanted to go back and look at the last few elections where the Republicans admittedly used the fake threat of terrorism as a pretext for control. And I'm also going to get that article dealing with spy talk 3 months ago in the Washington Post. You can pull up the headline. CIA admits they put out fake bin Laden videos. Remember all of that? So they are back pushing this and back promoting it right now. And are they just hyping a fake terror attack, or do they know something we don't know? Are they going to let groups attack? Are they going to stage attacks? That is all coming up here in the broadcast today, right after this quick one-minute break as we join some stations. And we're also going to open the phones up later. We've also got economic news, police state news, world news, Middle East news, Israeli spy news, this time out in Utah. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Alex. Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the third day of October 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Okay, we're going to get into environmental groups running TV ads where they show the simulated murder of children by exploding them with bombs if they don't promise to cut their carbon footprint. Headline, climate cult indoctrinating our kids with depraved death wish. Climate film depicts children assassinated for not reducing carbon footprint. And this is not some aberrant group putting this out. This is the Global 1010 UN George Soros backed group. So we're going to be discussing that coming up a little bit later in the hour today, because that's what the modern environmental movement is about. It's about forcibly reducing world population. What did Bill Gates say 3 weeks ago on national television? He said, we don't give grandma treatment. We take that money and we hire 10 teachers. So they're also playing the population off against each other. Once they collectivize us, once we have socialist health care, then they can micromanage all your behavior, track what you're doing, control what you can eat, put taxes on soft drinks or salt or red meat or ice cream. And they're saying they're going to do this. You've seen that in the news. Because once everything is communalized, once everything is socialized, at least at the grassroots level, then, oh, well, you're paying. You know, somebody who runs 5 miles a day and only, you know, eats wheatgrass, they can say they're paying for, you know, somebody who likes to go to the barbecue joint, you know, once a week and eat some ribs. And this is the perfect excuse for the nanny state to come in and control society. And Bill Gates is also back in the news, and we have those articles from mainstream media up on Infowars.com, saying that they want to reduce world population to cut our carbon footprint. To cut our carbon footprint. And humans exhale carbon dioxide, hence we must cut our carbon footprint. This is incredible. But meanwhile, the Obama administration wants to tax carbon dioxide that plants breathe, but they want to put on the shelves of stores a GMO cross-species salmon that has been mixed with insects and eel genes, and not let it even be labeled. See, real things that could really endanger the environment, according to all the real science, that can create mutagenic viruses, bacteria, cross-species problems, you name it, that's all okay. No, Al Gore and the UN, they just want to tax literally the air you breathe. So that is coming up later in the hour. But first, let's get into this stack of reports. We are now hearing that any time now we may be hit by terrorists. Al-Qaeda may hit the U.S. Al-Qaeda may hit Europe. Here's the ABC headline, exclusive concern that terror teams have selected targets ready to strike. And I told you 2 weeks ago when Obama said we could absorb another strike, it only made us stronger. He's tried to protect us, but don't blame him when we get hit. I said that's them trial ballooning, staging a terror attack, or allowing some group of lunatics that the globalists have been funding to attack as a pretext to further clamp down on the American people. And remember, Homeland Security, the Mayak reports, all these new reports coming out from Pennsylvania, where the federal government and Israeli groups are spying on Tea Parties, members of the legislature, mainline gun groups, and listing them as terrorists. This whole Homeland Security system is set up for we the people if we don't like globalism and socialist health care and the rest of it. So strong concerns that terrorist teams in Europe have selected their targets, completed their surveillance, eluded capture, and are now ready to strike at airports and tourist attractions have prompted the State Department to ready a highly unusual travel advisory for Europe, multiple law enforcement and intelligence sources tell ABC News. So they're really trying to hype the fear now, and they've gone to the orange threat level. Intelligence and law enforcement officials have information that the teams could at any time launch a Mumbai-style terror attack that targets civilians for death and hostage-taking. Funny, the 2008 Mumbai attacks, at the time, the head of Indian intelligence went public and said the United States, Israel, and England were about to attack and stage it to blame it on Pakistan. He was killed in those attacks. He wasn't a Muslim, by the way. And then it came out 3 months ago, Chicago Tribune headline, head of Mumbai attack was U.S. government agent. In fact, search that. Head of Mumbai attack was U.S. government agent. And they'll get Chicago Tribune and other major papers. And it's simple. They send in a team, they machine gun some crowds, then they shoot a couple patsies, grab one guy, hop him up on drugs. They tested his blood. He was on peyote, LSD, PCP, couldn't even talk. They just drug somebody up. They give him basically a amount of hallucinogens that would fry anybody's brain permanently, and then that's the one, you know, bad guy. And it ended up that that came out. What we told you a year and a half ago, it turned out was the case. But let me continue here. U.S. issues terrorism alert for travel to Europe, New York Times. U.S. warns Americans to be vigilant when in Europe, Associated Press. Here's Kurt Nemo's article, Infowars.com, boiling down the history of these being staged events. Absurd terror threat arises in midterm home stretch. Excellent article breaking all of that down. Here's one. It says U.S. tax money goes to the Taliban. Very interesting report. The U.S. government has said that they're funding the Taliban. That's in this key report from Foreign Policy Review. But, guess who else has reared his ugly head? He said, you're not cutting your carbon, so you deserve to die, mirroring the globalist propaganda about carbon taxes. Bin Laden is back with an audio tape. And so many times you read on a message board, someone believed to be Bin Laden said this. I mean, it could be Mickey Mouse doing it for all we know. But, he's back. And this is CBS News. Counterterrorism officials think Al-Qaeda leader has role in latest multi-pronged terror attack. And he's going to hit Europe. And what else does he say? You better cut your carbon or he's going to bomb you. I mean, what will people not buy? In fact, here's a headline. Environmentalist Osama bin Laden demands green economy. Continuing. In second tape, bin Laden urges Pakistan flood relief. We hear Prince Harry's the number one terror target in Europe. Oh, what a good little young hero. He's got Al-Qaeda after him. Now, that brings me to this point. Here is MSNBC. Headline, Ridge says he was pressured to raise terror alert. In new book, he says that they issued fake terror alerts ahead of the November 2004 election. Now, that's MSNBC. Remember that name? He wrote the book about it. Now, here is the Financial Times of London, July 14th. We wrote a story about it at PrisonPlanet.com. Top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama. And then we go through all these different world leaders and Democrats and Republicans saying they need another terror attack in America to make people love the government again. Oh, the Republicans want it too, so they can teach you to love them. Oh, but they'd shoot up people in Guatemala with syphilis, and they'd release bioweapons in New York in 68 and kill people, and they'd deny the firefighters and police medical care from 9/11, and And they have the troops use DU that is a walking death sentence, but they would never stage an attack, even though they staged the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. No, the government's loving. It's not run by offshore banks. No, no, we can trust the government. Let me read you the line here from Robert Shapiro, Clinton and Obama advisor, speaking in the Financial Times of London. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, said Shapiro, adding, quote, he has to find some way between now and November, we're in October now, quote, he has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of a new 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, well, they'd love to do that and blame the Tea Party, I can't think of how he could do that. See, I'm supposed to just ignore statements like that. And we have statements by Gary Hart saying similar things in the article with links to video of it and a speech he gave and a letter he wrote. We have links to Rumsfeld saying it. We have links to all those neocon writers, remember, that got in trouble saying, man, gee, 9/11 sure was good. We need another one of those. I mean, you know, they tell you what they're doing, and I'm supposed to just go, oh, no. You know, it doesn't matter if it comes out the head of the moon by attack with CIA. I should just, you know, get my rights up.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Enough. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition additional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
In George Orwell's fictional account of a high-tech police state, the government is spying on people inside their homes, tracking their every move. They are launching constant wars as a pretext to enslave their domestic populations. The government stages terror attacks as an excuse to further crack down and surveil the population. And there is a bearded, turbaned bad guy named Goldstein, Emmanuel Goldstein, who issues statements taunting the people of Oceania, England, Airstrip 1. And that's what bin Laden is today. I mean, we have Governor Ridge, the former head of Homeland Security last year, admitting they would issue fake terror alerts. Ari Fleischer, the former press secretary, admitted that. He was the first to do it. And under the Patriot Act, that's a felony to issue a fake terror alert for a citizen or the government. But they just do it. And now you've got all these Obama people saying, we need a 9/11 event or Oklahoma City event bombing. And all of you conservatives, fake conservatives out there who think, you know, the Republican Party is going to save you, and who love the Defense Department and love the trillions of missing dollars and all the corruption, and you don't like, you know, regular welfare, but you love corporate welfare. Are you going to be happy if the Obama people stage a terror attack in this country as a pretext to demonize the American people further? I mean, almost all the anti-terror training is for gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, libertarians, people that want to get us out of the Federal Reserve or get us out of the United Nations. I mean, that's all over the news again in the last 2 weeks. Who did the federal and state government hire in Pennsylvania to spy on conservatives and Second Amendment groups? An Israeli company? To put them on a terror list? I mean, that's what's going on. And Big Sis Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, she has said on record that the main threat is domestic groups. And so this is the reality. So, well, you're rah-rah, let's kill some Muslims, let's invade some countries, you know, let's get these people. You need to understand that's manufactured. And now, an unproven tape, bin Laden says you better go along with cutting your carbon emissions, you better go along with the carbon taxes, or I'm going to bomb you. I mean, will they be telling our grandkids, you know, give your rights up to the government, tattle on your parents, do whatever you're told, turn your guns in, or bin Laden will get you? Bin Laden's hiding under your bed at night? I mean, I just read you a quote from the Financial Times of London of Robert Shapiro saying the bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership. Quote, he has to find some way between now and November, here we are, of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of a new 9/11 event or Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do that. You know, those of you that say, Alex, why would the government ever stage an attack or let terrorists attack? In the case of the moron Christmas bomber, it came out, the Deputy Secretary of State admitted, 2 months after we broke the news with two eyewitnesses on the plane from Amsterdam, Kurt Haskell and his wife, and later other witnesses came out and corroborated it, that a sharp-dressed U.S. government agent type argued with him and got him on the plane without a passport or a visa. And the FBI said, that's ridiculous, that didn't happen. turned out it was all true. It's the same every time. It's the same thing every, all these recent stings in New York, New Jersey, other places of, you know, Muslim extremists completely off their rocker, normally have like 80 IQs. The feds created the group, commanded the group. Their spiritual leader is a fed. Remember 1993, New York Times, CBS News had to admit, came out in federal court. They hired Ahmad Salam, a former CIA operative from Egypt, to go build a fake bomb. Then they told Ahmad Salam, build a real bomb. Then Ahmad Salam comes to him 2 days before and says, look, let's go bust him. I built the real bomb. And they said, no, we're going to let it go forward. Salam figured out the FBI was setting him up and recorded them. Those recordings were now declassified last year. We put clips of it in the new film I produced, Invisible Empire, available on DVD at Infowars.com. I mean, here's the FBI. They go out and find some lunatic extremist. I mean, I could probably go out hypothetically in a few months and find schizophrenic homeless people that I'd promise them all the drugs and money if they would just, go shoot up something. I mean, anybody could do this. Who's guilty, the lunatics or the people that go and hire them? You could go out and do this. I remember a bum steer award, Texas Monthly in 98, gave to the FBI. It's a big insult. It's like the Darwin Awards or something, where the FBI created a Klan group out of nothing and tried to get them to blow up a chemical plant in Fort Worth. And 2 years later, they couldn't get them to do it, so they went ahead and still busted them, giving them money, booze, drugs, whatever they wanted, weapons. Please just blow something up so the government can play the part of our savior. Or you've got other events like Gulf of Tonkin where nothing happened. The ships weren't attacked, and they just said they were and launched a war that killed 58,000 Americans, wounded over 200,000, and killed over 1 million Vietnamese on both sides. And I got called a conspiracy terrorist 10, 12, 13, 14 years ago saying that was staged, even though we have the eyewitnesses from the ships that came back to California at San Diego. And now it was declassified 5 years ago that it was a staged event. So for those of you that say the government couldn't keep something like this secret, they did for 40 years. They declassified it in 2004, I guess 6 years ago now, on the 40th anniversary of the Gulf of Tonkin. Okay? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Did Hitler blow up his own Reichstag February 27th, 1933 as a pretext to clamp down with a police state? Did Hitler find an unpopular minority to get the Germans to go along with it? Oh, we're just going to take their rights. You know, some communists or some Jews or some Seventh-day Adventists or some people that some folks don't like. And then next, it was everybody. Well, over 95% of all the real training, and this is admitted now, is for gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, but number one, returning veterans. That's on record. We broke that a year and a half ago. We broke that national story, and we broke other major reports on this before that that never got the same attention. This was going on under Bush. He didn't have the FBI training to go after supposed Muslim extremists from caves. It was for the American people. And this report from July by Paul Joseph Watson lists all these different pundits saying, gee, we need a terror attack in America to set up the police state and launch new wars, not just Robert Shapiro. Not just Gary Hart. It's all listed here, and I challenge everyone to go read this because we wrote this 3 months ago, and now what do you see in the headlines today? Oh, my gosh, there's terrorists are about to strike. What did I say back in July over and over again? What did I say before July? I said look for terror attacks or the threat of terror attacks by, quote, right-wing groups to demonize the real Tea Party. And look for threats of terror attacks by Muslims to expand the war into Pakistan. And now, right ahead of the election, just a month out from the election, you now see them saying terrorists are about to strike. You better learn to love and worship the government. What did Ridge tell MSNBC last year? He said, yeah, we issued fake terror alerts. They're caught red-handed.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio
starts here.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be opening the phones up in the next segment and throughout the second hour. The number to join us is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, and we'll get you up and on the air. Let me finish with this October surprise, fake terror. Whether they're just hyping the threat of terror to teach you to love and worship the government and think of Barack Hussein, Barry Sotero, Obama as your savior, as the Democrats' strategists admit they are. I'm reading you quotes here. This is not my opinion. But the media's like, government might stage terror, government might hype terror to scare people. Preposterous. But governments have done this throughout history, including our own supposed government, operating in absolute secrecy since the National Security Act of 1947. Remember going back 3-4 months ago, we said the Homeland Security and Cybercom would launch fake terror attacks on the Internet as a pretext to start taking the web over, as the Cybersecurity Act states they'll do? Total censorship of the web, surveillance, you name it. They admit that either Israel or the U.S., that's all over mainstream news, even Bloomberg reports it, created the Stuxnet superworm that attacks industrial computer systems that aren't even hooked to the Internet. And so they're with one hand admitting that they did it, but with the other hand saying, this is why we need to take over the Internet, because we launched a terror attack on it. One more point on that subject. We wrote a PrisonPlanet.com article about this, but then we have a link to the Washington Post article. We'll give PrisonPlanet.tv viewers a screenshot of this, but for radio listeners, you can just search. Former CIA official admits to faking bin Laden video. Steve Watson, PrisonPlanet.com. And it goes, two former CIA officials have admitted to cheating, to creating a fake video in which intelligence officers dressed up as Osama bin Laden and his cronies in an effort to defame the terrorist leader throughout the Middle East. And this was aired. The details are outlined in a Washington Post article by investigative reporter and former Army intelligence case officer Jeff Stein. Now, here is that actual article. Here is that actual article on screen. And the headline is, CIA unit's wacky idea depicts Saddam as gay. But then buried in the article, they talk about creating fake bin Laden videos to air on television. And now they've got audio tapes, they say, where bin Laden says you better cut your carbon emissions. I mean, I'm not buying any of this. None of it. None of it. And have you noticed how the Republican Party has been somewhat successful taking over the Tea Party? Who created the Tea Party? Ron Paul Movement 2007. What did it really get going in 2009? What was the main focus at the town halls? Where is Barry Sitaro's, a.k.a. Barack Obama, where is his birth certificate? Where, not the receipt of it. Where's the vault copy with the doctor's signature and the little prints of his feet in ink like I've got and you've got? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? And now he puts out his new passport like that's proof. You know, the bottom line here is that he is not eligible to be president because he went to Indonesia, changed his name to Barry Sitaro. That's admitted. But the birthers don't even get into that area mainly. They just talk about, we question where he was really born. And there's a lot of evidence that this was a setup. Now, I see neocons on TV and radio who had been big on this a year and a half ago now saying there's no truth to it. With no evidence. They just say there's no truth. Don't question the president's authenticity and legitimacy. Because if you did actually do that, then everything he's done would be null and void. The government-run health care that the big insurance companies lobbied for. Oh, yeah. It's to raise your premiums and rip you off. And then the idiots that voted for it, the general public, they're not going to get any free health care. They've already been told that. And all these new taxes on real estate and rental properties and control over, you know, death panels where the feds decide what care you get. Now that's all, it is in there. Just like we read the bills, the different versions, it was in all of them. But they said, that's preposterous. It's a conspiracy theory that any of that is in there. You know, the government doubled in size under Bush. It's more than doubled in just a year and a half under Obama. And if you think the mainline Republican Party is going to reverse any of this, I want some of what you're smoking. They are run by the very same ruling class that wants to collectivize our wealth. The ultra-rich made most of their profits off of monopolies that only government can provide them with. Okay? It's that simple. Now, we're told by the neocon chiefs on TV and radio that the big enemy now is the birthers. They've taken over the Tea Party, and now they say, you don't talk about that now. It isn't real. And they also attack 9/11 Truth and claim it's some liberal thing. No, 9/11 Truth is researching the facts. 9/11 Truth is looking at what happened. Okay, and the bottom line is this. The official story of 9/11 has more holes in it than a good block of Swiss cheese. Okay, it is riddled with lies and disinformation, and anybody that researches it will discover that. So just look into it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Look into the facts of 9/11 and what it's been used for. I mean, no one can debate that the 9/11 police state apparatus has been pointed at the American people domestically. No one can deny the feds have used it to butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution. No one can deny those facts, and no one can deny the police on CNN saying, get back, they're getting ready to bring down that building, Building 7, the third building. They hope you don't look at Building 7. They hope you don't look at the NORAD stand down or the drills the CIA ran that day of hijacked jets being flown to the exact same targets at the exact same time. And the list just goes on and on and on, and I've covered it in the 9/11 films I've directed and produced. But you need to understand that governments either stage attacks or let lunatics attack us. I mean, even if you believe the terror is real, you've got a better chance of being struck by lightning as an American on a year-to-year basis than you do of being killed by a terrorist. But we have to give up our whole way of life and put our children through naked body scanners in mobile trucks and sports stadiums they're now putting them in. They want to put them in shopping malls. Everything you see in an airport, they admit they want to put on the streets of America. Completely giving up our way of life, and we have this long, endless, sordid history from the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, right through to today, of the supposed government doing secret testing on troops and on black people. It doesn't matter. Poor, rich, they do it everywhere. And I'm sure you saw this week Hillary Clinton apologizing for the situation in Guatemala where thousands of people were purposefully infected with syphilis, just like Tuskegee in the United States over a 40-year period. They kept that secret. I mean, that's only the tip of the iceberg. In my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, I show 20-plus examples from mainstream news of 4,000-plus foster children radiated to death, murdered in the U.S., pregnant wives of GIs given uranium and plutonium pills to see what it do to their babies. Oh, they'd radiate thousands of U.S. children to death, but they wouldn't stage a terror attack. See, all this admitted stuff, all the worshippers of government who aren't real patriots, who have this shallow, fake patriotism that trusting the corrupt government, trusting the corrupt globalist is patriotism. Being stupid, being shallow, being gullible is a virtue. It's those people out there that have that attitude that allow all of this to happen. But the government isn't sorry for what they did. They're sorry because they got caught. And if you've got groups that'll do this over and over again, why do you trust anything they tell you? And by the way, they weren't testing syphilis to see what it would do long term with people they injected it. They were testing to see if they could get covert scientists to go out and do things like this in the name of population reduction. And that's my next subject when we come back from break. By the way, Bill Clinton signed an executive order back in the 90s. I covered this in my first film, America's Way by Design. They never implemented it. But they have it on the books to take DNA tests, take blood from you and urine when you get a driver's license. Here's the Washington Post. D.C. brings HIV testing to the crowd at the DMV. And now they've declassified for 39 years. They've taken blood samples from all U.S. children at birth secretly as part of a Pentagon database.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com.
or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes, yes.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you can get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than me.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls in the next three segments or so. Start taking them here in a moment. But coming up, I'm going to go back over some of the history of secret experimentation, the murder of the American people. The military personnel is one of their favorite groups to, in many cases, like in Project Shad, to put our troops in chambers and nerve gas them to death or test biological weapons on them. This is a scientific dictatorship that believes that reducing the world population is good, that humans are trash, and that we have no rights. And then I'm going to go over this video that they're now trying to suppress after they put it on British television. Climate film depicts children assassinated for not reducing carbon footprint. And then this report, ABC website tells kids when they should die, how to calculate their carbon footprint. Here's another one. Climate cult indoctrinating our kids with depraved death wish. This is not an isolated incident. So we'll be discussing all of that coming up also in the next hour. Remember right before 9/11, it came out on Fox News, CBS News, you name it, that Israeli art students were infiltrating U.S. military bases, were infiltrating federal offices. Well, Yahoo News and CBS are reporting local news stations training psychological ops soldiers report. And then there's this report, Utah residents fear Israeli art students prying into NSA data center. ABC is reporting on the same thing happening that happened right before 9/11. And then it turned out some of these art students, with FBI support, were living with some of the supposed hijackers. That's mainstream news. This is just some of the stuff dealing with 9/11 that we're not supposed to talk about. I'm just supposed to say, so what are the Israelis doing? And is this a prelude towards something else big happening? Very, very bizarre, and that's coming up. Very, very scary stuff later in the next hour. We'll also get into a bunch of economic news, police state news, illegal immigration news, world news, and Middle East news. But first, in this segment and several others, let's just take phone calls. I see Steve, Mark, Kevin, Chris, Robert, Tim, Liz, and many others holding. 888-201-2244 is the toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday edition. Steve in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, Alex. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a brand-new listener. I just recently discovered you here within the last couple of weeks. Up until now, I've always just traditionally listened to, you know, Rush and Hannity and Beck and so on and Levin. And that's, you know, where I've gotten all my information from. And I was on Netflix a couple of weeks ago, just, you know, looking around through documentaries, and I saw Fall of the Republic. And I was reading the description of it. I mean, it's pretty interesting. You know, I'm going to check this out. So I've rented it, and I've watched it, and I was... My girlfriend and I were both, we were shocked after watching it, and we watched it again and again, and I started, you know, looking up the stuff. I didn't know you did, I didn't catch it until the second or third viewing of it that you were also a radio host, because I'd never heard of you, no one's ever told me about you, not even, you know, I've joined the Tea Party a while back, and nobody, you know, around there told me about you, and I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Well, let me just add, you don't need to pay for my videos. If you want to support us and buy them at InfoWars.com and have them in the highest quality, that's great. All of the films, Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, Endgame, they're all free on YouTube and Google. You can watch them in the highest quality online at PrisonPlanet.tv. But that's my main mission, is getting the word out and just covering the facts. But so you found this radio show to, what, to be enlightening or to shatter the left-right paradigm?
Well, I've always had my own little theories about these things, you know, but I've never had any information to back it up, you know, and you spell it out right there. You give attribution to everything, you know, on your document cam, you show exactly what you're reading, you source it all. It's not, you know, and after, you know, I called into a couple of the, you know, mainstream shows, you know, when they were talking about certain issues, and I'm like, you know, well, hey, how come, you know, you won't touch on this, and the call screeners all hung up on me. Oh, they don't get a conspiracy theory, you know. They all say the same thing. Bo Snerdly from Limbaugh, they won't touch any of these things. Sean Hannity, he won't touch any of these topics.
Well, they're being forced to touch some of it. I mean, 2 years ago, they wouldn't let you talk about world government, and now they have to because the world government's out in the open. You know, 5 years ago, they wouldn't talk about Tonkin being staged, but now, you know, it's admittedly staged. They really don't like you talking about Operation Northwoods, which is the declassified government plan to stage 9/11-style attacks. And, I mean, this is how they do it. And this is how Hitler took over Germany, staging terror attacks. And this is what governments have done. Steve, good to have you on board. God bless you. Please spread the word about the broadcast. And even, you know, we're getting a lot of new AM and FM affiliates. But regardless of how you listen, you can always tell your friends and family the free streams at InfoWars.com, the free podcast, the free iPhone app. We are the number one radio show on the Internet. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Dwarf, Beck, and Limbaugh sites combined. And they really speak to an older audience of great folks, and that's fine. We have a younger audience. Of course, we have a wide spectrum, but we are very popular with young people and also folks, you know, 18 to 35 or so. and they're able to access information. They're able to use a search engine. Most of them don't have a landline, and they're able to watch the show and see us cover all the information. And I just feel sorry for the older folks who just can't bring themselves to understand this country was taken over a long time ago. And if we don't fess up to just how much trouble we're in and just how evil this government is, we have no hope. And I'm sorry, folks, but it's true. Okay, it's declassified. The government has giant divisions that train the U.S. Army how to stage terror attacks in captains and above in black ops. WikiLeaks put that out 2 years ago. The Pentagon did not deny the Army training manual. They said, we're going to arrest whoever released this. This is serious national security breach. And you bet it is a national security breach, the security of the criminals that run this country. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Mark in South Carolina. Mark, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'll try to cool it down. I don't want you to feel sorry for me. I'm over 50. But like Steve, I'm a relatively new caller. I've been listening about 6 to 8 months. I really do appreciate everything you do, and I think you're a true patriot. We need more like you. And,
Let me interrupt you, Mark, because I want to be clear. The older folks in this country, on average, are a cut above young people. I mean, most young people just want to party, and it really is a Generation X situation. I'm talking about a specific demographic of mainline conservatives who are over 70, who are the main listeners of a lot of these fake neocons. I was talking about that group of older folks. Go ahead.
Oh, you're talking about my wife. She watches Beck and Hannity, listens to Hannity and all that, and I've tried to educate her, and she's coming around. I really think that the best thing I'm able to do is to show her things that I get from you, and then she sees it a couple days later. And now she's starting to see the light. And a lot of other people will, too, is when their eyes are opened and people are receiving the information. Alex, today I'd like to talk about shining some light on where one of our first falsehoods from our government occurred. And that was back in 1776 and 1787. My eighth great grandfather was a founding father named James Wilson on my mama's side. And unlike we learn in the history books, he was one of six that signed the Declaration of Independence and signed the Constitution. But he more than signed the Constitution. He was the only one other person at the convention in 1787 stood up on the floor and spoke more than James Wilson. But James Wilson is left out of the history books. And I would like to give people an opportunity to, as you say, look into the facts, like 9/11, look into the facts and research the facts. And I found a great location at the Chicago Literary Club. There's one of their authors who has an obsession with James Wilson. And I, if it's okay, I'd like
to... Well, no, I know about James Wilson. They thought that the Constitution was a federal power grab. That's what forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a counterbalance to that. I mean, that's basically the story, correct?
Well, actually, James Wilson was the man who dreamed the United States. He is the one who was on the detail committee appointed by Washington at the end of the convention to draft the first draft, which all three of the first drafts were in Wilson's penmanship. They found a third copy of a draft, which he had made some notes on the back at the Historical Society in Pennsylvania.
Well, listen, send me some info, Mark. Very interesting. I've seen his name. We'll be back with the second hour. Everybody stay with us. Your calls and a ton of news straight ahead. They're teaching people if you don't accept carbon taxes, we're going to kill you. That's coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.